Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I hope this finds you well. You're listening to It's Your Money, the financial podcast that's designed to pull back the curtain on the industry and expose the truth about money and investing. I'm your host, Paul Nichols, the president of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm located in Happy Valley, that's State College, Pennsylvania. Might as well go with our phone number while we're at it, 866-867-5745. You can just type Financial Abundance into any search engine or Paul Nichols generally, and it should come up in the first page or so. Welcome to the show. I was just thinking as I started this today, this recording, that it's been going on about 5 years that I've been doing a radio show or a podcast, and I, it's amazing how much content one might create in that time frame, quite a bit. In fact, we have a number of videos on our website and YouTube, actually, that we've done for years. We started looking at some of those and said, hey, we need to revisit some of these and kind of pull them off the shelf and dust them off and get them back out again because it's a lot of good content and 2 and 3 minute vignettes. Those videos are on Financial Abundance, cover all kinds of stuff, Roth, conversions, taxes, seed versus the harvest, all kinds of different concepts, strategies, and a number of out-of-the-box thinking angles, if you will. You know what I'm attempting to do here today is I'm just going to take a few minutes and go on a little bit of a rant. We're trying to create a more cohesive a media format for our firm, which I'm a big part of, obviously. And we're going to attempt to do 3 10-minute podcasts every week and get them out. I already did a market update, which you've probably already seen or heard, I should say. And I plan on doing a rant, if you will, for lack of a better word, every week. And the rant's going to entail just something that I happen to pick up on or caught in all my reading and research that I do with my iPad and web and so on and so forth. You know, there's not a lack of information out there anymore, ladies and gentlemen, but boy, there certainly is a lack of clarity. So I guess I've had a number of inquiries. People have asked me to do these rants, and I got away from them for a while. I used to do kind of go on rants back on my radio show, but I decided to kind of bring it back because it helps people, you know, a different way of thinking. And today I really want to talk about the idea of predicting in the market and talk a little bit about the history of how this whole concept of stock picking, market timing, and track record investing came about. And I guess I have to start with a little bit of history because I believe what originally started out with the right way of thinking from an academic economic viewpoint has metamorphosed itself into just a huge amount of volume speculating and gambling under the guise of some insight, some piece of information. So, and it's generally what's bad about the market, if you will. I mean, all this hyperactive trading is not doing the investor any good. It's doing the industry and its marketing, lucrative marketing machine a benefit. So, the idea is predictions. Where did it kind of come from? Well, there's a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Graham, a well-respected economist, really considered to be the first proponent of value investing, which is really an investment approach. He began, I'm telling you, he began teaching at Columbia Business School in 1928 and subsequently refined with a gentleman by the name of David Dodd through various editions, a book called Security Analysis. And this book was, for lack of a better word, the Stock Picking Bible. This was a book that was published in 1934. And the concept is valid. I mean, Benjamin Graham was an economist, a well-read, well-respected, even to this day, very much respected academic, teacher, and then privateer, if you will, because he did work on Wall Street with Graham Newman Partnership. But what's interesting about Benjamin Graham, and the only reason I bring it up is this. He wrote a book with Dodd talking about the concept of analysis, and that is what they were trying to do was value companies to determine whether these companies are going to be good investments or not. And that, in essence, the positive from a lot of this, there's negative and positive, I'll talk about the positive. The positive from a lot of this research was that it proved out that stock owner should not be concerned with erratic fluctuations in stock prices per se, since in the short term, the market really behaves kind of like a voting machine, but in the long term, it acts like a weighing machine. So Graham distinguished between this passive and active investing style. You know, a passive investor was one that's more of a defensive investor, invests cautiously, looks for value, buys long term. Or in our case, with the research since then, we believe in buying the entire marketplace. Where an active investor would seek out exceptional buys in the market based on research about companies and so on. Now, the point that I want to make in my rant here is basically that Graham was kind of the godfather of stock picking, which is manifested itself in today into what I would call hyperactive trading, stock picking, market timing, track record investing. When his original intent was certainly more of a passive approach, study companies, look at their financials for those companies that we see value in, hold them long term, which is really, I guess, from one perspective, you could say it's active because you're researching the company and picking one, but from a long-term perspective, it's more of a passive approach. The interesting thing about this was he really believed that you could find value through stock picking. And that's basically what the book talked about. But when it got into the very pure academic aspects, that got distorted as time went by because it really became a go light, a green light for any one person to predict that they had some insight or some information that other people didn't have, that they believed that the market would do X, Y, or Z in the future. And the fact of the matter is, if anyone had any of that insight, if they had any type of consistency with that insight, what would be their motivation for sharing it with you or anyone for that matter, other than people that were close to them? So, you know, this whole concept of being able to predict or figure out based on, you know, who wins the Super Bowl or, my goodness, who's elected president or all these different crazy things. I mean, this is nothing short of speculating and gambling. And I think, you know, what's interesting about the Benjamin Graham story to me is here's a gentleman who was an academic, an economist. He studied. He tried to figure out what's going on. He comes out with this book in 1934 that manifests itself some six, 7 decades later into nothing but hyperactive trading. And what's really ironic, I hope I'm using that in the right context, to me about this whole thing, is that he really believed in the concept of modern portfolio, that it's generally impossible for any individual to outwit the market, and it's widely taught in American and British business schools. Nevertheless, Graham's approach retains a widespread and dedicated following. So what I'm saying to you is modern portfolio theory is basically his head, ladies and gentlemen, you can't beat the market, just understand the concept of owning umbrellas and suntan lotion, own everything, rather than trying to pick certain segments, certain sectors, energy, telecom, pharmaceuticals, etc., and trying to win. I would rather own everything than just part of it. And I'm looking for one quote here, if I may. Just bear with me for a moment. I had a quote here that I found that he had basically recanted the whole concept of stock picking in the 70s, in the latter part of his life, saying that that really, with today's hyperactive nature of information, yada, yada, that it wouldn't work today. It's something that worked in the 30s, but it's not something that works today, and he believed in more of the modern portfolio approach. So what's interesting is Benjamin Graham, which kind of triggered, and Mr. Dodd, David Dodd, triggered this huge new way of looking at the market, which from an academic perspective was very positive, but from an actual marketing perspective became very negative, because what it's done is it's elicited a huge amount of trading. And I've often said, how can you justify millions of shares of trading every single day? I just I don't get that. I've never been able to wrap my head around that, not from an intellectual viewpoint, but one from just a sheer common sense viewpoint. But like my dad used to say, common sense isn't all that common, is it? And from a marketing perspective, look, you've all heard the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. However, a good marketer can salt your oats. So oftentimes we got to be careful about the salt in the oats that gets us to enact inappropriately and non-prudently and really speculate, gamble, and do a lot of hyperactive stock picking, market timing, and track record investing predictions. Look, they don't work in the weather. They don't work as it relates to the stock market. So I hope this little rant has helped you and pulled back the curtain. If you'd like more information about this type of stuff, you can go to our website, financialabundanceinc.com. Or just call our office directly, and you can get in touch with me or one of our coaches here, 866-867-5745. Again, this is Paul Nichols, the president of Financial Abundance, and your host of It's Your Money, the financial podcast designed to pull back the curtain on the financial industry and expose the truth about money and investing. Hey, you don't need to know everything. You just need to know the few right things. And if you have some education, it should lead to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that confidence will manifest itself in peace of mind over your investments. Yes, it can be done. Hope this finds you well. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.